Book 1, Chapter 1, Sections 1 to 6 of Mr. Britling Sees It Through. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Peter Eastman. Mr. Britling Sees It Through by H. G. Wells. Book 1. Matching's Easy at Ease. Chapter the First. Mr. Durick Visits Mr. Britling. 1. It was the sixth day of Mr. Durick's first visit to England, and he was at his acutest perception of differences. He found England in every way gratifying and satisfactory, and more of a contrast with things American than he had ever dared to hope. He had promised himself this visit for many years, but being of a sunny rather than energetic temperament, though he firmly believed himself to be a reservoir of clear-sighted American energy, he had allowed all sorts of things, and more particularly the uncertainties of Miss Mamie Nelson, to keep him back. But now there were no more uncertainties about Miss Mamie Nelson, and Mr. Durick had come over to England just to convince himself, and everybody else, that there were other interests in life for him than Mamie. And also he wanted to see the old country from which his maternal grandmother had sprung. Wasn't there even now, in his bedroom in New York, a water-colour of Market Saffron Church, where the dear old lady had been confirmed? And generally he wanted to see Europe. As an interesting sideshow to the excursion, he hoped, in his capacity of the rather underworked and rather over-salaried secretary of the Massachusetts Society for the Study of Contemporary Thought, to discuss certain agreeable possibilities with Mr. Britling, who lived at Matching's Easy. Mr. Durick was a type of man not uncommon in America. He was very much after the fashion of that clean and pleasant-looking person one sees in the advertisements in American magazines, that agreeable person who smiles and says, "Good, it's the Fitzgig brand," or, "Yes, it's a Wilkins, and that's the best," or, "My shirt front never rucks, it's a Chesson." But now he was saying, still with the same firm smile, "Good, it's English." He was pleased by every unlikeness to things American, by every item he could hail as character.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?